Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and Dylan Behind the Glass. Now, Tennessee will again be without its two starting corners when they face Georgia this week. Jermaud McCoy is still recovering from his ACL tear in January, and Ricky Gibson also suffered a left arm injury when they played Syracuse and will be out for an extended period of time.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to go with Colton Hood, who's a Colorado transfer. He did start last week, four combined tackles, a fumble recovery touchdown through two games, and Ty Redmond, a true freshman. They also have, remember Boo Carter is kind of back there. Remember Boo Carter was the one that I guess like was missing spring practice or something, and his teammates had to call him out. It's a debacle when it comes at Tennessee secondary. They're going to be up against it facing this UGA wide receiver corps this weekend.
Is this a bad joke? I remember Boo Radley. Do you know who Boo Radley is?
I do.
That's a lame joke.
The answer to your first question was yes. It's a bad joke.
We don't need literary references.
Yeah, no thanks.
Hopefully.
I had a buddy of mine just named his kid Holden, speaking of which.
Really?
Is his middle name Caulfield?
No, it should be, though.
Scout. You know what? Hold on. Now you've went there. That used to be my favorite book. I read it when I was 18. The
To Kill
Catcher
a Mockingbird.
In a Rye. Holden Caulfield.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I reread it when I was like, when 790 exiled all of us, and I was like, oh, I have nothing to do this summer. I'll reread this. And I then hated the character.
Different perspective.
I completely, from like 18, like the 12-year difference, or 13, 14-year difference, however it was, I absolutely despise the Holden Caulfield character now. But anyways, look, maybe these two guys being out will give Gunnar Stockton a chance to push the ball downfield, because there wasn't a ton of that against Austin Peay. And so, you know, a lot of shorter stuff. It's a good sign for Georgia. They are a 3.5-point favorite going to Knoxville, which basically means that Vegas thinks Georgia's a 7-point better team overall than Tennessee.
Yeah, it's interesting to kind of see how that all plays out, too. I mean, I had a lot of questions about Tennessee going in this year. I think everybody did. You know, we've got James Pierce playing here, and Dylan Sampson's in Cleveland, and you know, Nico Yamaliava's out of UCLA. It's like,
that's not working out very well for him right now.
Yeah, what's going on with this team? And so they've already answered some questions. We're gonna find out a lot more about it. But man,
also you just wanted to say Nico's name, didn't you?
Nico Yamaliava.
It's kind of a brag for you because you can say it and I can't.
I don't need to say it, so I'm gonna stop saying that.
Good. Well, you might not sit very much the way he's playing at UCLA.
No, there's no doubt.
We don't need to talk about him.
Well, we did talk yesterday about how Bill Belichick says the Patriots are not welcome at UNC, and that all stems from him saying the Patriots wouldn't let him in their facility. Mike Vrabel has a different take on this. Basically, he's saying he doesn't know where that's coming from. He's taking the high road, saying that Bill is, of course, welcome at the Patriots facility.
Yeah, this whole thing is just insane to me.
Petty.
I mean, can you imagine? All right, let's just let me try to put it in my perspective here. Let's just say Nick Saban loses his mind in the next couple of years, right? Starts dating a 25-year-old, moves, you know, decides he's going to coach some other team, like, I don't know, UCF or something.
Okay.
And then I all of a sudden take over to Alabama, and he's saying that Bama people are not welcome wherever he's at. Like, think about how crazy that is for Mike Vrabel. He's like, dude, what are we doing here?
Right.
Like, Mike Vrabel is literally in the Ring of Honor or whatever they call it for the New England Patriots and played under Bill Belichick. And all this back and forth and the craziness of a guy we all used to hold in such high regard is just kind of fallen by the wayside, and he has to clean up stories like this. Just, it's insane to think about. 10 years ago, me is like, what is going on?
Right.
Well, I mean, when you date Regina George, this is kind of how you act, right? And that's what Bill Belichick said. I'm just going to keep the references going, the bad movie references going, bad book. But seriously, like, hey, he's dating Regina George, and he's acting like one of her cronies, right? So, you know,
the plastics.
He's acting like Gretchen Wieners. I mean, that's all this is. So I'm so tired of hearing about a football coach that is in college football that is 500 right now and got blown out. And the only time he's actually played a team with a pulse. So, you know.
It does feel like this will be the last straw. Like for the Bill Belichick conversation, it's headed by the way.
It's dying a slow death.
Yeah, it is.
I do like the Regina George comparison. Arch Manning.
Thank you, Allie. I appreciate that.
Arch Manning is not injured, and Steve Sarkisian had an interesting way of saying so.
Arch Manning seemed to be having some throwing pains by the
according
fourth
to
quarter.
Who? Arch said that to you?
No.
Oh, according to who?
It just looked like he was.
He doesn't have any.
Is there an explanation to why it looked like that?
I don't know. I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
I don't know where Sark is going. Doing? I know what he means, though. I mean, what he's saying is like, can I just say it? Dylan, if you think anything goes over the line, hit the dump button. But essentially what he's saying is look, man, just because you make a strained face doesn't mean you're constipated, right? Because sometimes you just got to push to get it out. And why when he winces, when he throws, doesn't mean he's hurt. I mean, that's all he's saying. But why in the hell would you go
did
there?
Did you see the video, though?
Yes.
Like the slow-mo?
I did.
He looks hurt. Let's be real.
I'm not.
He looks hurt.
He did look hurt when I watched it.
And it doesn't help it that the ball was awful. Awful throw.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just trying to tell you why he made that. Why I think he made that reference.
Sure.
I'm not defending it. Yeah. It's a dumb reference. It sounds like a guy who didn't know what to say, and he was like, "Well, you know, I strain when I poop, so I'm constipated."
See, here's the reason why I did not like it, because it seemed like he went above and beyond to try to make this writer look stupid. And it was like, dude, we all saw it. We're not dumb. Everybody saw what happened.
All he did was draw more attention to it.
Yeah,
that's all he did.
I agree. And I'm a Sark fan. Look, he's been with the Falcons, been at Bama, has had success both places. Dude, you can't. Come on. Like, what are we doing here? Like, you tried to, like, talk down to this guy, and he was like, no, Arch didn't tell me. And we got a commode reference.
Well, and how does Arch feel about all this?
Right.
He's like, come on, dude. Michigan's head coach Sherrone Moore will be serving a 2-game suspension that comes from the NCAA's ruling on the school's advanced scouting case. In the meantime, Biff Poggi will serve as Michigan's interim head coach.
Yeah, now that he got past, the Oklahoma game, which is his alma mater, let's go ahead and that whole thing. And we talked about this when this was handed down. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. What is the point of a suspension if you can pick the ones you're suspended for? So, I don't know, man. That's another one with Bill Belichick. I'm tired of talking about the Michigan suspensions. It is what it is. Like, they're not good right now. Sherrone Moore is going to be up against it if he doesn't win a ton more football games this year.
Did you see Bryce Underwood going after with one of his teammates?
I mean, not like,
hey man, we got to be better. Like basically dogging him out on the sideline, and that got sideways quickly.
That's not a good look.
Yeah,
not a good look.
Well, you know why?
True freshman is. Oh.
But can I ask you a legitimate question? Like, because I think you can. You're the only, and I know we got to get to your backdrop because it sounds really good, Allie. You're the only person that can answer this. I think in this room, go back and you're with Greg McElroy, whoever, and that guy's making $10 million and you're sitting there making hardly anything and he's dogging you out and you have the same amount of – maybe you have more experience there and you've been doing it. Like, wouldn't that add to the –
You can answer your own question here. I'm going to have a hard time not punching him right in his face knowing he's making $10 million and not playing well at that.
Yeah. And then
and you start blaming it on everybody else. Yeah, no, I'm good on that.
And he's a leadership role.
You're going to get your nose busted at some point.
All right. Well, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, with all the NFL chaos that was week one and everything we've been excited about, I think this story kind of fell through the cracks last week, so I wanted to make sure we talked about it. Because sometimes we do silly things for the ones we love. We all know Laura Rutledge, ESPN and SEC Network reporter.
Not going to act like I don't love her.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We all know and love her.
We all love her, right? We all love her.
Oh, okay. All right,
do you not love her?
Oh, I love Laura Rutledge. Okay. I just wasn't as quick to proclaim it as some people in here.
Like I said, let's not act like we don't all love Laura Rutledge. She's great. We love her.
So when her husband, Josh Rutledge, was playing in Major League Baseball, Laura didn't like it when people said mean things about her husband. And so she went the burner account route.
When he was with the Angels, I made a fake Twitter, which I'm admitting this, okay? I know this was wrong. I'm not doing it ever since, but this was a one-time thing. And the name was like Billy Halo 76 or something. And Billy Halo only tweeted positive things about Josh Rutledge. And then like the occasional Mike Trout tweet, because I was like, shoot, someone's gonna figure this out, you know? So if anyone had said anything negative about him, I would find them, and then Billy Halo would be like, you're wrong, blah 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 blah, you know, and back it up with stats or whatever. I don't think Josh knows this. If he watches this, he's gonna be really mad at me.
I love the fact that she's like, if anyone tweets anything negative, I will find you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
She sounds like a stalker.
I went to college with Josh. I went to college with Josh. He was at Bama when I was there.
Really?
Good dude, yeah. We hung out, I mean, a couple of times. We weren't really friends, but yeah, I went to college with him. And they were dating at the time, I want to say. I think they're both from Orlando or something like that.
So if you know him, then how do you think he knows by now, but how do you think he's reacted to finding out?
He's embarrassed.
Yeah.
He's definitely embarrassed. And like, it's one of those things that if you had found out in real time, you'd be like, are you serious?
Right.
And now looking back on it, and he's been out of baseball for a few years, you're like, dude, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But she's such a bigger name than him that it's almost like he's like, this is your problem now. Yeah. Like, I don't have to worry about this.
And you know him because y'all were there at the same time. I would probably be like, stop. But that's kind of cool that you did that.
Right.
I have you done it, or has either one of has Lindsay ever defended you, tried to defend you on social media? Because I, like, early in my career, when I was still at the other station, and I was just a producer, I would go out with people on Twitter, and Amy would like start to jump in. I'd be like, whoa,
you gotta
get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I was like, let me tell you something. I handle me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need you getting involved because now it changes the situation. Like, right? Because I'm not going to let you talk to my girl that way. Like, now everything, now things get completely different.
Yeah.
You can talk about me how you want.
Right.
I don't know. That would definitely be something that Lindsay would do, but I don't know if she ever has.
We're in a weird situation because I've been in radio for a long time, so I'm used to the comments, but I have a feel like I haven't gotten many yet as far as 92.9 The Game, but if a negative comment comes in, I have a feeling my husband might have a hard time not saying something or responding with something witty, and I cannot read his Twitter threads because I'm just like, I want to go after that person.
Yeah, he's got like, what does he have, 100,000 Twitter followers?
And Braves fans are unhinged.
Yeah,
so
Braves
like,
Twitter might be the worst.
Twitter's
of all.
Unhinged. Twitter just itself is unhinged. Let's just be real.
It's a cesspool.
You have 240 characters to make yourself sound like the smartest person in the world. That's what everybody's tasked with on Twitter.
So. Exactly.
The funny thing is very few actually accomplish that.
I would say nobody ever does.
Well, coming up, now that the emotions have settled some, let's talk about the good, bad, and the ugly, because Mike and Bo have been reviewing the film from Sunday's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll talk about those Falcons next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.